Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Just after 7 o'clock, good morning here on a Saturday, as we always are, for Tee to Green, your hour fix for local golf talk here in Western New York on WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for waking up with us. My name is Brian Koziol, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis in-house, Kevin Sylvester on assignment this week. Some serious golf assignment. And filling in. Yes, go ahead, Jeff.
He actually is on assignment this week.
He is. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
How serious?
Involved in a serious golf event, which we'll get a report on next week.
Yes, we will. Shot by shot, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Filling in for Kevin, PGA Pro from Transit Valley, is Tim Freeze, who, of course, has been a contributor to the show in the past. Tim, good morning.
Morning, Brian.
Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
We're excited to have you in. So it's a jam-packed show, as we normally usually say at like 7:01. We like to pretend that it's a great show every week, and it is going to be a great show every week. But we this week have a couple of previews to get to. We'll preview the Porter Cup, an event that goes on every year at Niagara Falls Country Club. Well, it's gone on for the past 58 years. This year, the 59th edition of the Porter Cup is going on this week upcoming from the 19th through the 22nd. Up in Lewiston at Niagara Falls Country Club, and we'll be speaking with tournament director Cassie Stein in about 15 minutes from now to preview the 59th edition of the Porter Cup. I'll say this, the defending champion and the runner-up involved in last year's drama are both back. It should be a pretty good event this year, so we'll learn a little bit more about that, and if you're interested in going, what you can do to attend the Porter Cup. Also on, I guess you'd say, the other side of the pond, the Open Championship starts next week, the third major of the year on the PGA Tour, and we'll talk about that a little bit more toward the second half of the show, where we'll give you, of course, our anticipated selections and our picks on what's going to happen at the Open Championship. We'll also tell you a little bit about one of our presenting sponsors, Custom Turf. We'll have an interview coming up at 7:30 with Steve Beatty, who is a part of a local company who does great stuff across Western New York. If you're a golfer and you want to get something for your man cave or your backyard, we'll tell you about that. That's coming up at 7:30. We'll have our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week and our Western New York PGA Report, our Champions Tour Report brought to you by Absolute Care, and our Encore Golf and Cobra Puma Golf look at the PGA Tour leaderboard. So a lot to get to here over the course of the hour, but I just want to say kudos to all those involved with the drive, chip, and putt on Thursday at Briarwood, although the event did not finish due to rain. I know that the Western New York PGA heavily involved, the USGA, the Masters, they're all, the trio group, all involved in the event. My son participated in the boys' 7-9 division. It got going, and then around 9 o'clock, the storms came in, Jeff, but what a cool event to be a part of. Getting the kids to have their name announced and get to hit drives and chips and putts and all the signage that makes it great. And, I mean, my son and a couple of his now friends, because the kids that are involved in these events, they all kind of show up at, you know, they've kind of befriended each other, and they've got the electronic scoreboard on the big TV there by the scoring tent, and they're just sitting there. It's raining, and they're just sitting there looking at it like their names are going to change. I'm like, Jack, you're going to stay right there. It's a rain delay, buddy. Like, but no, they loved it. So I know you guys have been heavily involved in the drive chip and putt the Western PGA is, but what a cool thing to do. And I know it got rained short, and they're going to do it next Thursday. So I'll talk about it next week a little, too. But it was really cool.
And after 4 or 5 years, that event has just blossomed. I mean, it's still one of my favorite mornings in golf is Sunday morning of the Masters, watching these kids get to go out there. And hearing stories like yours, your son, he's out there. He's 7, 8 years old. He's having the time of his life. He's making buddies. He's, you know, preparing for some kind of competition. He's doing all the things that we enjoyed about golf as kids and why we fell in love with the game. And as a PGA professional, what is there, 180 guys there, 180 kids
yeah,
there?
Yeah, amazing.
How many do we have regionally?
Boys and girls from all ages.
Fox Valley was a couple hundred when we did that a couple weeks
right.
ago.
Right, there's two in Rochester, one in Erie.
I think 179 they announced was at Briarwood. Yeah. Pretty cool.
So, you're literally looking at 1,000 kids are coming into our area to run through this program and then on to the regionals and then on, hopefully, to Augusta National. Pretty cool, something we're obviously as PGA professionals very proud of.
Yeah, I've got some friends that actually help out down at Augusta National, and they say the funnest part is watching the parents go over into the woods and they're getting sick because they're so nervous for their kids. The kids are fine. They're just hitting drives and chips and putts, and the parents just can't take it.
Oh, can you imagine standing next to your son or daughter at the 18th green in Augusta, and you know she's got a putt to win the drive, chip, and putt national championship? Yeah, I'd have a hard time maintaining my composure.
Then they shake hands with Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, they take their hat off. They do everything they're supposed to do. It's pretty cool.
Some of these kids have some better equipment than you and I, Jeff. We got to upgrade.
Well, they got some better launch angles too, I've noticed, when they got the machine on them there. So yeah, there's some good athletes that are going through the program, and not only that, we also have the PGA Western New York PGA Junior Tour, where there was another 200 kids traveling around playing the nicest places in Western New York and in a tournament atmosphere, and you're seeing really good players, kids who are playing college golf, come through these programs. So junior golf is obviously a big focus, and we have very vigorous junior golf programs here in Western New York. So if you're a kid who wants to play golf, you got a real good opportunity in this area.
Just keep going on that website for PGA Junior League, which we had a team, and a lot of the clubs in the area had teams. They have public teams. We've got foundation teams. That's good stuff for the kids to get in.
We've got high school teams. We've got Division I college teams. We've got everything. You know, we've got great facilities and you know, good coaches, too.
I liked just some of the things, though, that I'm hearing. My son's also at a junior golf camp at Tantera, and we had a little rain on Wednesday. The rain this week wasn't great for golf, obviously. You guys are involved in that, but we had a little like quiz. They played a little quiz game with the kids while we were standing in the halfway house during the rain delay. And they're like, so how many of you know how many holes are on the golf course? And then they said, well, how many are you supposed to play? And the kids said, oh, you play as many as you want. Or somebody said, well, I think for us, we play 9. Like, it was refreshing to hear that there were questions being given and answers being given that seemed very open and very flexible. Tim, I know that's something that you and everybody trying to grow the game is really trying to drive the point home, that the traditional golf sense that maybe everyone thinks it has to be, finger quotes, is different. And I think that this younger generation is maybe starting to sense that, that when you come out to play, it doesn't, you don't have to, you know, play it with this person, and you doesn't have to play 18. And I think that the way to get more youths involved and things like that. What was it? They had that Play 9 initiative for a while, and Tee It Forward. I mean, all these different initiatives that it doesn't always have to be the exact same way. And I think that that's probably a great way to grow the game to more people, because they'll find it more attractive, I think, in that sense.
Yeah, and I think Jeff knows, too, at Park, where he is, and, of course, at Transit, and many places around now, that it doesn't have to be 18 holes, right? So when we grew up, we played our own ball. So one of the barriers is playing your own ball. We do much more team events, scramble events, shamble events with the kids, and we've got a dollar a hole rate. So if they want to go out and play 5 holes with their parents at night, play a couple holes, play a little scramble or alternate shot, we're seeing way, way more of that, and a lot more girls are getting involved because this is a social atmosphere with the young girls. So we're doing way more with less time that we have, you know, that hour experience, 2 hour experience for a movie or going out for dinner. We're seeing that more and more in golf instead of the 5 hour experience.
Well, Tim, you're on the national board for the PGA, and from the 30,000 foot, there's way more 9 hole rounds being played, right? A golf professional, I'm noticing the change in the trend, and we have 3 hole women. What a great way to get started. There's no limits to how you play. You don't need a ton of money. And the thing I find is sometimes, like golfers like myself as a golf professional, sometimes I forget that people don't know some of the basic stuff, like where do we go? Where's the first tee? Mm-hmm. So those are the other barriers that we need to get over, you know, the people, the perception, like you said. But the core values are still there in the game, and the things we may change the way we play and how much time we have to play them, but the core values of the game and the core constructs of the game are always going to be there, and that's still what makes golf great. It doesn't matter. Traditions are going to change as we go along, but and we're going to keep the ones we love, but it's not going to change the way the game is played. It's still going to be a great game.
I still wince if a pull cart gets pulled across a putting green, even though nowhere does it say you really shouldn't do that.
And it doesn't do any damage.
It doesn't, right? But we still have that traditional look. But so we try to tell the children, you know.
Now, the cart across the first tee, that's a whole different story. Yes, that we saw the other day, yeah.
Well, we've seen our president of the United States drive the electronic golf cart onto a green at his own place. So the example is being set.
I'm kind of glad he's not working for the USGA or PGA right now. It'd be a little.
Speaking of President Trump, we're not going to talk politics here on Tee to Green. 7:10 the time. Brian Kulziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, PGA Pro Tim Freeze with us here in studio. But President Trump is making news in the golf world. Presidents and golf, it's been connected since the United States has been going, but President Trump's at the U.S. Women's Open this week. They're playing one of his courses, and there was, of course, some off-the-course news about whether or not they would go through and play there and whether or not there would be any sort of, like, legal battle. Well, they're playing. They're there. The course is getting pretty good reviews, and Trump is making it there to the weekend. But regardless of, again, our political views, we'll keep aside here, Tim, but them playing at a Trump course is getting the U.S. Women's Open quite a bit of coverage this week, beyond even just the regular golf riders. I mean, their national news are there because they're at the course that's run by the President of the United States.
When these arrangements were made, he's one of the biggest golf developers in the world and his company. So when the PGA makes an arrangement for them to play the seniors earlier this spring, or the USGA, or the RNA to play over in Scotland and Ireland, he is a big developer of golf. So now that he is President of the United States, it gives some visibility, actually some credibility to some of these golf courses. So the ancillary, the reporters that do come, they're finding out that golf course is actually very good. He really has some interesting properties that he's acquired, probably 14, 15 over the last 10 years. That's good for golf.
And whatever you think of him, he is passionate about golf. He loves golf. He came and spoke to the PGA. We met with him. And just listening to him talk, he loves playing golf. He's a big fan of the game. He's a big fan of the PGA. It's definitely legitimate, his passion for this. And I think he probably want to be there because he thinks these girls are good players and he wants to see them. You know, I'm sure he's there. It's for many reasons, but he is an advocate for golf. That's for sure.
And the White House staff, the media that covers him around the world, that wherever he goes, the media goes with him, is now going to be at the U.S. Women's Open. So, you know, even though that some might view that as a negative that he's there, in terms of the coverage that the U.S. Women's Open is going to get this weekend with him there,
oh, it's positive.
It's going to be big, and it's, you know, coverage in some sense is good coverage regardless. Now, yes, the stories might be about Trump being there, but
they're going to show that girl making a hole in one. They're going to show the athlete. They're going to talk about the winner. They're going to, you know, they're going to talk about women's golf too. So that'll be good.
Absolutely. 7:12 here at the time. Brian Kulziel, PGA Pros, Jeff Mitis, and Tim Freeze here in studio. In a few minutes, we're going to preview the Porter Cup. Cassie Stein, the tournament director, going to join us on the line. Also coming up, Custom Turf, one of our presenting sponsors, going to have a quick interview there with Steve Beatty, who runs the local company, to let you know all about what they do. And we'll talk about the Open Championship. Don't forget, it's no longer the British Open. They really are pushing the Open
branding.
Championship.
It's all branding. About branding.
And the champion golfer of the year.
That still sounds cool, though. Yeah,
it sounds super cool.
Yes. Great.
No doubt about that. Well, last week, an event locally, too, at the Web.com Tour event finished up at Peak & Peak. That's year two, and the reviews seem to be coming in pretty well that will continue. So, I mean, locally now, you go from a web.com event, which has fringe players and some PGA Tour players that are trying to get themselves in better position playing down in southern New York here in the southern tier. And now this week, some of the best amateurs in the world will be up at Niagara Falls. So, yes, I know that people might say, well, there's no PGA Tour event here in western New York, but there's, you know, in terms of the next set of events, we've got two really good ones here in back-to-back weeks coming up.
So I like to analogize it like this for the web.com tour. So there's 150 guys that play regularly out on that tour. If that was NHL players, and then the next level is 150 guys, you know, there'd be a lot of NHL players on that next level, very good NHL players. And the up-and-comers are all coming through that system right now. It's an excellent system that they've developed in order to make these guys more prepared when they get to the tour. They're playing a real... You go to play Peak and Peak for 4 days in a tournament situation like that. That's good golf. That's a good test of golf. The best players are playing very, very good, very, very well. I mean, the difference. I challenge the average golfer to sit on a range and tell me, if you don't know the players, which one's the tour player and which one's the web.com player.
Well, Chesson Hadley right now is in fifth place.
Who
at the
won,
John
by
Deere,
the way. Thank
who
you.
Won
yes.
last week. And what a finish that was when he chips in on 16, keeps the lead. Birdie 17 and Hostler, birdie 17 and 18. That's just good golf. And you and I have played there. That's not an easy golf course.
No, it's not. It's fun.
Absolutely. Speaking of the Porter Cup, starting next week on Wednesday is the first round. And on the line right now is Cassie Stein, one of the tournament directors up from Niagara Falls Country Club. Cassie, good morning. It's Brian, Jeff, and Tim here with you. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for coming on. And yes, this event is going to be here before you know it. I'm sure you're getting ready for your final preparations going on this week. Can you just let everybody know, of course, for some people listening, this might be the first time, again, they're getting some of this information about this tournament, what this week is all about?
Yeah, it's the 59th annual Porter Cup. I can't believe we're at 59 already. And it's at Niagara Falls Country Club Wednesday through Saturday. Some of the best amateurs in the world are going to be there. And it's going to be a fun time. It's open to the public, so we're hoping to get a lot of people out there just to see these guys. And like you were mentioning before, they'll be on the web.com tour before you know it. And then on the PGA Tour, you mentioned Chesson Hadley and Bo Hostler. Both are Porter Cup alums. And, yeah, it's going to be a great week. Hopefully we'll see a lot of people out there.
The list of alums that are now, you know, doing historical things on the PGA Tour is great. And we can mention some of those in a minute, but in terms of this year's tournament, you got to be really excited. You've got the defending champion back and maybe the headliner from last year that almost won in Gavin Hall, too. So two big names to start off. It kind of, you can almost pick up last year's drama and carry it over right into this year.
Exactly. That's exactly what we're hoping for. Yeah, we're really excited to have our defending champion back in Harrison Endicott, our first defending champion to come back since 2012 when Patrick Rogers came back to defend his title. And then, like you said, Gavin Hall. It's going to be a sixth Porter Cup. I can't believe it. His probably final one. He'll turn pro in the fall. And, yeah, we have six other All-Americans. Really, really good field. Really, really great players. And we're excited for the week.
And it's truly an international feel. A lot of countries are represented, right, Cassie?
Yeah, everywhere from Australia to Sweden to Canada. I mean, you name it, Argentina. Like you said, it is really an eclectic field. And I keep saying we're excited, but we really are. It's a great field, and there's a lot of returning players. If you've been out there before at the Niagara Falls Country Club, you'll see a lot of big names and a lot of returning players, and we're glad to have them back.
Cassie Stein, Tournament Director of the Porter Cup, with us here on Tee to Green on WGR. Porter Cup starts on Wednesday. It runs through Saturday, a four-round event, one of the best amateur events in the country on their tour. All right, so we mentioned Endicott and Hall are some of the headline players. Can you just maybe give us a couple of other names in terms of players that you think might be in contention, and also, too, even just some local names that we might recognize?
Yeah, absolutely. I would throw Derek Bard's name out there. He's returning for a fourth time. He just graduated from the University of Virginia, and he won the 2017 Monroe Invitational right down the road in Rochester, New York. So he's a big name to watch. He's from New York. A little bit towards the city more, but he's definitely a player to keep an eye on. Travis Smythe, he's from Australia. He's a good friend of our defending champ, Harrison Endicott. He's a top 40 player in the world. And one of the mid-ams to watch, we have Scott Harvey coming back for his ninth Porter Cup, and he's always a name to watch, and he's always been good to the Porter Cup, and We're excited to have him in the field, and he definitely has a chance to make the Walker Cup team this year. He was the 2016 U.S. Mid-Am runner-up last year, and it's just a really good field. I mentioned six All-Americans earlier, and Ian Holt, he's from Kent State. He'll be in the field. We have Kyle Mueller. He's from the University of Michigan. They're all top 50 players in the world. Some of the locals, we have Will Thompson from Rochester. He's a good friend of Gavin Hall's, and he'll be going to the University of Texas in a few years. He's only going to be a junior in high school, which is insane, but it's also his fourth Porter Cup. So if you want to keep an eye on the locals, he's definitely one of them.
And the local connection continues in some sense with another tournament. The International Junior Masters winner will be there. I know this is the second time that they've had that automatic qualifier, correct? That the winner gets to play in the Porter Cup?
Correct. That is correct. Yeah. He played really well in the field. Daniel Chiani, I want to say. I don't know how to pronounce his last name correctly, but hopefully I did it some justice. But yeah, he's in the field this week, and he should be another one to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. Cassie Stein with us here from the Porter Cup. All right, some of the names that have played in the past, I mean, include some of the biggest in golf, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson at the time, or at one point, ranked number one in the world, David Duval, he was a winner, Mickelson was a winner, and then you look at some of the current players that are really the most popular on the PGA Tour, Ricky Fowler has played in this event, Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, I mean, that's got to give some big-time credibility to this event, that knowing, hey, there's, you know, if we were to rattle off the 10 biggest names in golf, I might have just done it right there, and they've all participated in this event.
Yeah, and you can keep going, and Brooks Koepka, the U.S. Open champion, and Adam Scott, and I don't know if you mentioned Jason Day. It just keeps going, and it's really cool because you get to meet these guys before they turn pro, and you know you get to get in their mind a little bit, and you can ask them questions, and now you know how they think when they're on the PGA Tour, and I think it's really cool for the young golfers out there to come and watch these guys and just see how they handle themselves, how they hit the ball, how they play, how they interact with people, and it's free. The Porter Cup is a free tournament to come to, so it's not like you're paying for anything, and the only thing we ask for is a donation to the Boy Scouts when you're parking, and I think that's really cool about it is, like I said, you get to see these guys before they turn pro, and then you follow them throughout their whole career, and you mentioned all the biggest names in golf, and they've all come through here, and we think that's really, really cool.
Cassie, I know that you were asked this and answered this on Media Day earlier in the week, but I thought it was a great answer that you gave, and I want our listeners to hear it again of just what do you do? I know you're one of your main jobs with running this event is to recruit players, and what is it that you tell them about what makes this event so special? Why are we seeing Gavin Hall come back for the sixth time? Why are we seeing some of these big names from all over the world come and play in this event? And I know that it takes kind of a team effort up there with everybody, with the members.
Yeah, I mean, the volunteers are huge, and it's the members that open up their homes to house these players, or it's the volunteers taking the players' scores out on the sixth hole. You know, it's just not me doing it. I might be the voice of the Porter Cup, but there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work, and if we didn't have them, we would not be able to get this done, so kudos to our members, kudos to all the volunteers, and that's what really makes this tournament, and I'm glad the players realize that, and they come back, and they come back year after year.
I know you do like a trip to Niagara Falls, too, as well, right, for the players that come in?
We do, yeah, May of the Myth boat trip on Thursday nights for the players and some of their parents that come in with them, and they really get to enjoy it, and they get to just, you know, take in one of the seven wonders of the world, and I think that's really cool. It's a really cool get, you know, to have that in our backyard and for these players to come and see it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, honestly, if you're not from here, especially if you're somewhere far from, we mentioned players from Sweden, Australia, Argentina. You may never get back to this area, and it's really cool to see, obviously.
Cassie, before we let you go, can we just give everybody information about just, again, the where's and the what's and the how's in terms of coming up to watch the event?
Yep, absolutely. Wednesday through Saturday is the Porter Cup at Niagara Falls Country Club. It's a free event. Please come out, more the merrier. Parking is just a donation to the Boy Scouts. That would be great. Tee times will start at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then 7 a.m. on Saturday. But we would love to see everyone and all out there this next week.
Well, good luck with the tournament. We know it's a lot of work, Cassie, and we hope that we'll catch up with you next week because we'll be there doing our show right on the grounds for the final round.
2 hours,
perfect.
Right?
Yep, 2 hour show. Thanks, Cassie.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
All right, Cassie Stein, the tournament director of the Porter Cup.
That's a big job. Big job she's got there. Yeah, kids coming in from all over the world. A lot of moving parts. A lot of balls in the air for that job. That's for sure.
You know, if you just take your kids up, your son or daughter, and you stand behind some of the tees and watch how these kids, I remember going and watching Dustin Johnson, watch where they hit it and how they hit it. If you just take that ride up and watch a couple of these tee shots, watch them around the greens, that's good stuff for the kids. They're going to remember it.
That's why you don't tell your kids to swing easy, because they're never going to hit it like that if they don't start ripping at it young.
All right, Jeff, so for all the Porter Cup players listening right now, mm-hmm. with your NU coaching and knowing that course,
yep.
Give them one key to winning this week. What is it at that course?
Oh, I think the last 4 holes. I think the last 4 holes have got to be the key out there because 15, these guys are driving it there. 16's a tough par 3. 17's a tight tee shot.
Is that one of the hardest tee shots on the course, 17?
I certainly think so if you're trying to close out a tournament because there's OB left and right, and it's a difficult fairway. You know, you can have an uneven lie. Well, they hit it past where I hit it, so it may be great where they hit it. But you know, you can have an uneven lie there. That makes it difficult. 18's really not all that hard. It's a little small target, and it's just short iron. But, you know, having to make par or make birdie or something on the last hole. But that would be the key. There are some birdie opportunities out there on the par fives. These guys are just going to, you know, they're going to crush it. This rain will soften it up a little bit and keep the ball from going too far for them, but yeah, they're gonna be hitting some short irons in, and I think scores will be pretty low and just fight through the last 4 holes there.
Yeah, they said that they've redone all the greens at Niagara Falls 1 through 9. They've also completed the 12th hole, and then they hope to within the next year or two have the whole course redone. And then they said they're gonna go on to the bunkers. Tim, you know that's a lot of work to do all that. They've redone all those greens, and then they're gonna go to the bunkers next. I mean, this isn't just go out there and rake it in a different direction. To redo this, they said it's all to help out the irrigation, the greens and the bunkers and things like that.
Yeah, and it needs, and of course, in Western New York, we're seeing some record rains, and so you need that the drain off. But the greens are the deal. So these players, the ones that are going to play the best, negotiate the greens, and sometimes new greens, there's little subtleties in them, and those will start to settle. But the bunkers themselves, when you have new sand, Jeff, I mean, it's takes getting used to when you do.
I've become somewhat of an expert on bunkers because Park's going through that. Historic renovation of their bunkers, which has been nominated for a lot of awards. But bunkers need to be done every once in a while. I mean, they don't last forever because they become contaminated with over time. The banks fit, you know, the contour of the bunkers change, and they make such a difference in the visuals of the golf course that'll be a nice get for Niagara Falls if they get some nice bunkering in there. They'll have some nice looking holes there then.
Absolutely. Cassie Stein, thank you very much for joining us from the Porter Cup. And again, it starts Wednesday, runs through Saturday. And to echo what Tim said, if you have kids, take them up. A really, really cool event and a chance to get right up and close. Sometimes if you're going to a PGA Tour event, it might be tougher to get as close as you can at an event like this. And it's an easy walk, too. Like, it's not a difficult course to walk. So if you have younger kids, you can take them.
And there's some great vistas, some great views around there. Go out behind that patio and take a look over the over Lewiston there. Pretty cool.
Absolutely. All right, time out here on Tee to Green, which is presented by the Western New York PGA. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week coming up next. Also presented by Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. When we come back, we will talk a little bit about talk a little bit about Custom Turf. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, and also we'll give away a couple of the spots in our Duster Putting Challenge, which is Friday, July 21st at the Fox Valley Club in Lancaster. With PGA Pros Jeff Mitas and Tim Fries, I'm Brian Colzio. We'll step aside. More Tee to Green coming up next right here on WGR. .733 the time. Welcome back, Tee to Green. We will get you our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week coming up here in just one moment. It is Tee to Green along with Brian Colziel and PGA Pros Jeff Mitas and Tim Fries. Kevin Sylvester on assignment this week. We'll give away some spots in the Duster Putting Challenge, which is coming up this Friday, coming up here in just one moment. Tee to Green presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley Tantera. And Briarwood, we'll give you a little bit on custom turf here coming up in just one moment. But want to thank Cassie Stein, the tournament director from the Porter Cup, for joining us last segment. If you missed the interview, we'll have it up in our on-demand audio section a little bit later coming up this morning at WGR550.com. The Porter Cup starts on Wednesday at 8 a.m. and concludes on Saturday at 7 a.m. Each day it starts at 8 a.m. It is free and open to the public to attend. Okay, next from Custom Turf, one of our presenting sponsors, we want to bring in Steve Beatty, who joins us here on the line. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Thanks for coming on with us, Steve. And again, thanks for being a part of Tee to Green this year. For those that maybe are hearing about Custom Turf for the first time, a great local company, and for golfers, something that's pretty exciting that you can do. Why don't you tell everybody about what your company does?
Well, we're in the synthetic turf business. We install putting greens, tee lines, chipping areas, and the golf end of things. Pet turf has been a big product for us over the last few years. And anything synthetic turf related, really, we can install for you.
Some of the pictures online at your website, customturf.com, really cool pictures of putting greens that you've done, and with some different undulations and slopes and things like that, and different designs. But I also see not only in people's backyards, but also in their basement that you can do it too. So if you want to putt on it year round, you can do that, right?
Yep. We've been doing a lot more indoor work. We've got a nice tour link system from Tour Links that the greens are on, any undulations. We've done them in basements, garages, exercise facilities, indoors. Up here in Western New York, we don't get a lot of nice weather, but we want to golf all year round.
Yeah, no, I know I'm looking forward to it. I'm having a little studio built in my basement so we can hit some balls and do some teaching and things like that during the winter. I already have that turf in my front hall for my dog, which I do recommend, by the way, because my dog gets dirty. So it's a great spot. Your product there, is it all golfers? I mean, these people are avid golfers that want the best in their backyard, right? It's difficult to grow grass. I don't know if anybody knows how difficult it is to actually build a USGA green. This makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It takes care of the maintenance and the things. You may have to blow some leaves off here and there, vacuum a little bit if you want to, but there's no fungus, no pesticide, no mowing, none of that that takes the real green out of somebody's house.
Steve Beatty with us here from Custom Turf and CustomTurf.com. Steve, besides the golf greens itself, I know you mentioned things for pets. What other sort of maybe different sort of surfaces or creations that your company has come up with that people might maybe not even be thinking about doing, but might think it's a great idea to do?
Oh, well, I guess along the golf line for the personal practice area, we've got hitting mats that could be as small as 4 foot by 6 foot. You can roll out, drop right on the end of your driveway, hit balls off. You can stick a tee right in. We represent Synthetic Turf International, and they manufacture the Easy Tee. It's a great product as far as, like I say, you can stick your tee right in it, hit it, and you're done. Roll it up, stick it in your garage, put it away. We've done a lot of different things with different cuts of fringe, rough, putting surface. Really anything in the natural line, we can make it in the synthetic line as well.
I know that I've got some bad bare spots in my grass where my son drags his feet on his swing set.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume you could do something around a playground?
Playgrounds have been a nice hit for us. ADA compliant, fall zone safe, no mess. We've done quite a few playgrounds. Again, the maintenance, again, is big there because you don't have to worry about any equipment in the play area. And the big thing is probably a leaf blower, just to kind of keep leaves and debris blown off, keep it tidy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Steve, I think, too, I mean, I know that it's the summer, but for those that might be thinking about, hey, you know what, at some point I maybe got to get Dad a holiday gift, you know, this could be something that if you start the process, you could say, hey, Dad, you know what, we're going to, you know,
the kids, we're
going to set you up with something in your basement, you know, a putting green or a hitting area. I think that's a great idea, and I know that, you know, obviously, come holiday time, that'd be something that you guys would be loving to do, right? To install something inside for people?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Normally later in the summer we'll run a special for those Christmas shoppers who are looking for something for Dad or Grandpa or Grandma that is unique. And like I say, we've done some real neat things in basements and family rooms, man caves, where all winter long you can play as well.
Yeah, but you got to plan a little bit ahead, right? There's a little bit of lag time?
Yeah.
Because it's custom built?
Yeah, normally all indoor products, we build them right at our shop in Salamanca, and we bring them and we install them. So we kind of like to plan ahead so that we know, okay, you want your green put in on December 20th. We need some timing to make that happen.
And everything custom-wise in terms of just, like, the measurements, Steve, and the time it takes, like, you're not just coming in and it's not just like carpet. You're just not just going to come in and just roll a piece of turf down. Like, if you're coming in and you want to do slope on a putting green or some different angles or some different things like that, like, you're going to come in and do some extensive measurements, I've heard, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we would come in prior to and get the exact measurements. And then, like I say, we would build everything right at our shop. We build undulations in. We go underneath the green to make it. You want a right to left. You want uphill, downhill. I mean, we try to get a whole mix of putts for whatever room that you have to work with.
Steve, this is Tim. I'm interested in maybe your grandest project. What was something that was a challenge but that turned out awesome, that from a putting standpoint or chipping standpoint, something you built in a house or maybe outside of a house? I can imagine some of the imaginations of somebody that wants to have you come in and design something awesome.
Oh, yeah. We've built probably one of the neatest ones was in way back when, probably 10 years ago. We built one with a nice pond over the top of a pond with a rounded bridge that led over to it, bunkered on the backside. And next year they then went with a bocce court alongside of that. And that kind of made one of the most unique, coolest areas we've dealt with, I guess.
I could see that. I could see any of these outside games getting... I could get in trouble with my friends.
Oh, the bocce court?
Yeah. I could see people losing money, too, and some of these hanging out in the backyard, and all of a sudden, all right, let's do a little bocce or a little putting contest.
I see a lack of productivity.
Yes. Yeah. The yard work not getting done. Yes. Absolutely. Well, customturf.com is the website. Steve Beatty with us here. You can also give him a call at 945-0283. And Steve will also be at the Duster Putting Challenge. He'll have a table set up there so you can see it in person. He'll have some samples of some of the great stuff that they do on Friday. Steve, thanks so much for coming on. Thanks for being a part of the show, and we'll see you Friday at Fox Valley for the Duster Challenge.
All right. You're welcome. I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right. See you then. Steve Beatty.
Bye-bye.
CustomTurf.com is the website. Check it out. Some really cool pictures of what you can do in your yard. And I know that you're getting close to getting yours ready here from Custom Turf.
Yeah, I got grand designs myself, so it's going to be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be the indoor go-to golfing facility. I'm looking forward to that. All right, time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, Growing a Giving Game. And we're going to talk about driving. And we figure with Tim Freeze here in studio, we've got a good driver of the golf ball.
True.
That's right. So, Tim, let's start with you here. Don't shake your head. You hit the ball great off the tee with the driver.
I mean, Tiger and Phil are about 50% of fairways hit, but that's not the key.
Is the key?
You know, I see so many folks on the launch. We've got a launch monitor. A lot of fun to work with folks. And too many people, the ball position's back too far. They tee it too low. And they're just not maximizing. You know, they can swing as hard as they can, but they're losing 10, 15, 20 yards. I've seen some folks get 25, 30 yards just because of ball placement and how they hit it. And that's a lot of the lessons that I give of just maximizing how they hit it off the tee, Jeff. So basically, if you're hitting a 7-iron into a green compared to a hybrid, you're going to play better golf. So by moving the tee up a little bit in your position, off your left big toe for a righty, and teeing it up higher than you're used to and coming from underneath, and we work with launch angles and attack angles, it's not that hard to do. So if you have access to something like that you can get some objective numbers, take advantage of it. It's real quick. We set up our launch monitor to do it. We can do it inside. We can do it outside. And I know Woods to Wedges and Kevin and Donna, they can do that as well. So it's kind of fun to play with some of the numbers, and the person goes, wow, I can't believe I'm hitting it 20 yards farther, but I'm not swinging any harder. That's right. We just maximize what they already have, and that's not even saying they have to invest in a new driver, and that's not the key. I mean, if you listen to every driver that's coming out, you should be driving at 400 yards. That's not it. It's the position that you can put your ball position and also the tee, and it's the only club in the bag that you do one thing. You try to hit it as far as you can. All the other clubs, you make them go a certain distance, so maximize the driver. Move it up in your stance, tee it higher.
And they do give you every advantage with the driver. I mean, you get to tee it up. You get to put it where you want. You know, you get a good flat lie most of the time when you're hitting the driver. Having the clubs that are adjustable does make a big difference, though, because you can affect the ball flight a little bit in many directions with that. We have the launch monitors also at the Park Club, and we've both done it a long time. You can watch a drive and see if that ball has been struck properly and if it's launching properly and if its downrange angle is proper. And like Tim said, little things. You'll see people not have their ball far enough forward, so they're catching it on the downswing, which puts a lot of spin on it. Also, my pet peeve is when they swing too far out towards the target, and that club, if you're looking from behind them, exits at a 90-degree angle. Those are the guys that have the big misses. So even though you want to move that ball forward, you still want to swing that club around your body. And you want people to create speed. You know, I get a little frustrated here. And, yeah, swing easy, keep your head down. Well, you're trying to blast that driver and hit it as far as you can. Like Tim said, that's the only club you're trying to hit as far as you can off every tee. But, yeah, if you're going out today to play, especially if the course is a little bit wet, move that ball a little bit more forward in your stance. We've talked about this before on the show. Tee it a little bit higher. You know, if you have an adjustable club, add a half a degree of loft or a degree of loft and just experiment today and see what happens. I think you'll find you'll hit more fairways. The ball's going to go far. It is about carry distance. It's not about roll, especially today. Roll helps in the middle of the summer. The ball definitely goes further. But 3/4 of the time we're playing in Western New York, you got to carry that ball as far as you can because of the conditions around here.
All right, so some good keys there on driving. Tim, if I was going to pinpoint you to what is the biggest mistake that you see people do hitting driver, is there a clear-cut answer?
Your angle of attack. They tend to, you don't need to make any divots with a driver. Right. So just trying
too
to get
steep.
Them... Too steep. Bingo. Yeah.
How many people make practice swings and hit the ground with their driver when they're making practice swings? So you're mimicking hitting the ground. You don't need to hit the ground. The ball's up on a tee. I agree with Tim. We call it width in the golf swing, where your arms are out away from your body instead of very narrow and close to your body. And that helps you drive the ball better. A little bit of width.
Jeff has helped me in the past, working with each other and playing with each other. He's helped me. Hey, yeah. Tim, get a little wider. We just talked about launch angle. And sometimes you move it up too far and there is too much spin. And that's where PGA golf professionals and instructors can certainly help everyone out there.
Absolutely. Also, before we close out our Western New York PGA report here, this week, in fact, was it Monday and Tuesday, is the Western New York PGA Professionals Championship. It's at Arrowhead and in Akron, and Kurt Stauffer is the defending champion from Pine Acres.
There's a surprise.
Kurt is a name that I know we've mentioned before. A very good player. Tim, you're participating?
To get one of the three spots to go to the next level to try to play the PGA Championship.
You explain here, so all the Western New York PGA professionals that are choosing to participate in this are vying for three spots to try to move on to play in. Is this part of next year's PGA or this year's PGA?
It would be next year's PGA. Okay, this year's PGA field is set because they just played, so you do it 1 year in advance. And with possible changes to the PGA Tour schedule, the PGA Championship could be moving. There's rumor to be moving in May, and that could happen in the next couple of years. That'll be fun for the tour players. But for us, there's an opportunity to play in a major. That's cool stuff.
Well, this event qualifies you for the National Club Professionals Championship, where the top, is it still 20 or is it 15?
Still 20 get to go to the PGA.
Top 20 out of 100 and however, there's a lot that play in that, qualify for the PGA Championship Zone. So you do get the best club pro players playing in that.
Absolutely.
As Tim did in the Senior PGA Championship. You qualified through the same process for the Senior PGA Championship.
That was kind of cool.
Yep.
Absolutely. So you can check out all that information if you want to go watch. Can they come watch, Tim?
Absolutely, over at Arrowhead, and I have not seen Arrowhead too much, so I'm interested in trying to figure it out.
Yeah, right. Go heckle Tim.
Yeah,
that's right. WesternNewYork.PGA.com is the website. You can check out information on that. If you've got a youngster that likes to play, you can check out information on their junior league or drive, chip, and putt or everything else that Western New York PGA does. And if you're just listening to the show and you're like, you know what, I wouldn't mind taking up the game, you can go there too. And go see your local PGA professional. You can really walk up. Tim, can I give on the air an open invitation for anybody just to walk up to a course and say, hey, I want to start playing golf. Can I talk to the local pro here?
Yes.
Am I okay to give that open invitation?
Stop in.
I would call first. Yeah, just call first. Yeah. It may catch us at a busy time. That's all.
I didn't mean that you were going to turn them away. I just meant, you know.
No, we're not.
Many of us have.
You might have more time than At other times, I guess.
Yes.
Yes. Jeff, your schedule's busy. You got a lot of book signings and autograph
sessions.
Kind
of a big deal. Just ask me. Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely. All right. Before we go to break here, we want to give away two kids spots, courtesy of one of our Duster Challenge sponsors, Body Armor Sports Drink. Great sports drink for kids, by the way. That is going to be held on Friday, July 21st at Fox Valley. So two free spots. We'll go the... Joe, I apologize. I'm throwing this at you right now here. First two callers at 803-0550. First two callers at 803-0550 for kids division. So we're looking for 16 and under here in the kids division. First two callers at 803-0550. You get a free spot in the Duster Challenge coming up Friday at the Fox Valley Club at Lancaster. Again, courtesy of Body Armor Sports Drink. Next segment, we'll give away an adult spot. So stay tuned. Listen for that. Again, first two callers at 803-0550 is the number. And you get two free kid spots in the putting challenge, the Duster Challenge, Friday, July 21st at Fox Valley. When you call up, Joe, we'll take your information on that. So if you want your kids to participate, feel free to do so there. All right, when we come back, we'll check our leaderboards. A lot to get to here. Some good tournaments going on with the Champions Tour, the PGA Tour, the European Tour, all leading up to the Open Championship, which is next week. And we'll give you our predictions on that as well here. As TD Green rolls on with PGA Pros, Jeff Mitas and Tim Freeze, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us here on a Saturday morning on TD Green on WGR. Final segment here of Tee to Green on WGR. Welcome back. Presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. It is time for our check of the Encore Golf and Cobra Puma Golf PGA Tour leaderboard. The John Deere Classic going on right now. And well, not right now, this weekend. They're through two rounds, halfway home. Patrick Rogers, Porter Cup alum, is your leader. 13 under par, leading Bryson DeChambeau by two. Zach Johnson, who's been tremendous at this event in the past, he and Charles Howell III are three back at minus 10. And Mr. Hadley, that you mentioned, the winner down in Peek-a-Peek, is four back, along with Chad Campbell. Chad Campbell's biggest memory for me was finishing second at Oak Hill. Sean McKeel hit that amazing 7-iron in on the final hole. Some other big names that are participating, not as many. Many of them are actually playing in the Scottish Open, which we'll give you here in a second. I'm scrolling here. Give me some more big names. Not that many along the way. Davis Love, minus three. Lucas Glover, former U.S. Open champion, minus three. Most of them, Zach Johnson. I'm going to say Zach Johnson's the biggest name in the field. Bubba Watson struggling again. He's way down on the board. He's having a rough year.
You got to wonder if that golf ball switch had anything to do with it.
He thinned out a little bit. He looks different. Remember when Duvall did that?
He got good, though, Duvall, when he did that.
Then he
fell off.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A lot of big names on the normal PGA Tour playing in the European Tour event, the Scottish Open, in preparation for next week's Open Championship. And they're already on the course right now. Of course, it is 5 hours ahead. Ian Poulter in a three-way tie for the lead right now, including, ready for some names here, Alexander Knapp, Callum Shinquin are also tied for the lead.
You got to say that with a little more brogue.
That's right. Ricky Fowler is on the course, one under on his round already, and is one off the lead. He won this event last year. Padraig Harrington won over on his round. He was the overnight leader. He's also one back at minus eight. And you've got Beef Johnson at minus six, Graham McDowell, Matt Kuchar at minus five. So those are your look there at the Scottish Open. And one more leaderboard. Actually, we should two more leaderboards. It's a big week going on here. Our Champions Tour report now brought to you by Absolute Care and Orchard Brook. Affordable adult assisted living. The Senior Players Championship going on right now. Bernhard Langer has one hole left on his second round to finish up this morning, but he's got a two-shot lead on Corey Pavin. Longer a machine, as you said, Tim, during the break when I told you about that.
He's just going off at even odds or 2-3. I mean,
yeah,
every week.
Yeah, if you're Corey Pavin, you feel like,
machine.
Yeah, I'm going to be second at best.
Every single week.
Yeah, he's better than everybody out there.
He's a 30-year-old and a 58-year-old.
Yeah. Why? Is part of it just his conditioning and his body?
Conditioning and then his mental.
He's got to be, he's genetically gifted also, because he's
Yeah. Doesn't hit it that far.
Nope.
Just, man, does he get it done.
Yeah, there's a guy who has belief in his system and his way to play the game.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't teach his swing.
No, he wouldn't.
And he, this week, even went on the record about his long putter. People have called him out on it, or at least there's been some speculation that golfers may have about the long putter, and he says he's never anchored. You look at it, it's very, very, very close. I mean, is he brushing up against his shirt with part of his backside of his hand, maybe, but the club doesn't look like it's touching the shirt.
He has reinvented himself how many times with the putter, and I can't question his integrity. Oh, my gosh.
I agree completely. He's always just found a way. Remember, he gripped the forearm. He went cross. He did everything. And
found a way.
He's beyond reproach as far as his integrity, that's for sure.
One more. We'll go all four here today. The U.S. Women's Open, Brittany Lang and Anna Norquist are your leaders at -6 right now. Stacey Lewis, big name, 3 back at -3. Kirsty Kerr, -2. Michelle Wee had to withdraw. She had an injury. So she's
fighting a neck injury or something, isn't she?
Yeah, so she is out this week. Also, one more news, a name that... if you know about the Masters, you will have mentioned former Augusta National Chairman Hootie Johnson, who passed away yesterday. Of course, many remember him for being the central figure involved, remember, in Martha Burke's controversy when she went down there and had that sort of protest outside of the golf course and things like that. And he was the kind of the front and center representing the club, and there was that battle there going on. But now it's Billy Payne, is the chairman, and he had some nice things to say about it. But I think since Billy Payne's took over, the Masters have really publicly, I think, transformed themselves nicely into what they've done with Drive, Chip, and Putt. But, I mean, they've opened it up to more women members. You know, Condoleezza Rice is now in there, and others are there as well. But I think Billy Payne, this is not at all to a step on Hootie Johnson, but they've, from that time, Hootie Johnson just happened to be the chair at that time, I think the Masters have really put themselves in a really nice spot since... You know, at that time, there were some that might have looked down on the people at Augusta for not, I guess, growing the game. And now, boy, Billy Payne and the people at the Masters are doing a total...
They're giving back.
Yeah,
they're really giving back. And as we talked earlier, that's something that's filled with great traditions, but yet is embracing what's new about golf and getting juniors involved and donating money back to the community. So they're doing more of... And I think, you know, they realize they're in a position where they can really, really affect golf with the stature that they have within the game.
They've embraced diversity and inclusion.
No doubt. All right, before we go here, let's give away an adult spot in the Duster Challenge. Again, Friday, July 21st at Fox Valley, we'll do the first caller here, and this spot is courtesy of Encore Golf. So, first caller, 803-0550. First caller, 803-0550. A free spot in the Duster Challenge Friday, July 21st at Fox Valley. Great putting challenge. Great time. Hope that you can join us for that. Even if you don't win this free spot, DusterChallenge.com is the website. Let's finish with our picks for the Open Championship. Looking at the odds, Dustin Johnson and Jordan Spieth right now are at the top of the board. And Ricky Fowler, Roy McIlroy, John Rahm, Sergio Garcia, Justin Rose kind of round out your top betting favorites. Sylvester says he wants Garcia. Tim, how about you?
I'm not going to go with Fabrizio Zanotti, even though his name's awesome. So John Daly's in the field, not going with that one either. David Duvall's in the field, not going with that one. I'll go with Fowler. He's just knocking on the door of these majors, and he's playing over there now, trying to be prepared. I think he's ready.
I think I got to go with Jordan Spieth. He won recently. He has that flat ball flight. He's from Texas. He's got some experience in the majors. I think I like him this week.
One name I'll throw out at you who played well in the U.S. Open was Tommy Fleetwood. This is his home course. Mm. So just keep that in the back of your mind.
Kind of like your Brooks Koepka.
Just like, you know, not to bring it up. I'm glad you did, though, that I picked Brooks. I told you to keep an eye on Brooks Koepka for the U.S. Open. But keep Fleetwood's name around. John Rahm is playing great. He won last week. He hits it so far.
He's a monster.
He's putting. If he putts the way he did last week at the Irish Open, I think he's going to win. And it'll be his first major. So
cool.
We'll see how it plays out. So enjoy the early golf. Set your alarm. 1:30 in the morning. Coverage starts on Golf Channel on Thursday. So set your alarm.
Right when Freezer gets home. Perfect.
That's right. You'll be just getting in, Tim.
Just transition right to...
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely. You're good at that quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
You're manicuring bunkers at 1 in the morning out there with that with the light. That's what you're doing.
It's not his hair.
Perfect.
Not his hair. Thank you. Didn't
Tim,
wear a hat today.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Love it, Brian. Thanks for the invite.
Appreciate it. PGA Pro Tim Freeze with us here. We're really excited to have him in. PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, kind of excited. We always have you in.
Yeah, I'm not that exciting. No.
Joe, thank you for producing today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Coming up at 10, Inside High School Sports. At 11, Sports Talk Saturday. And thank you for all who called and all who listened. Steve Beatty from Custom Turf. Cassie Stein from the Porter Cup. That starts on Wednesday this week up at Niagara Falls Country Club. The Open Championship starts Thursday. We'll be live at Niagara Falls next week. Two-hour show for the Porter Cup and the Open Championship. So we'll have lots to talk about next week. We'll see you at the Duster Challenge on Friday at Fox Valley. And again, thank you for listening. I'll have it up on Twitter in a little bit, the entire show, at BrianWGR, as well as on demand at WGR550.com. For Tim and Jeff, I'm Brian. Thanks for listening to TD Green right here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.